UKFCA prepares rules for tokenized gold to defend London. Bullion, Britain's financial regulator, is drawing up a framework for tokenized gold, a move aimed at protecting London's position as the center of global bullion trading against fast-growing competition from China. The Financial Times reported the plan, which was surfaced in a Cointelegraph post on August 10, 2026. The framework would set rules for how physical gold can be represented, held, and settled as digital tokens under the Financial Conduct Authority's oversight. For a market that still clears much of its trade through decades-old paper and unallocated account systems, that is a substantial change in direction. London's incumbency is the thing being defended. London sits at the center of the physical gold trade. The London Bullion Market Association's price benchmarks and the vaulting network beneath the city underpin how gold is priced and cleared worldwide. That position was built on trust, storage, and settlement conventions, not on speed. Tokenization threatens to reshuffle those advantages. If a bar of gold can be represented as a token that settles in seconds on a shared ledger, the friction that London's infrastructure absorbed for a fee starts to look optional. The FCA's reported response is to write the rules for that shift, rather than let it happen offshore, keeping the regulated venue for tokenized bullion inside the UK. The competitive pressure named in the FT reporting is China. Shanghai has spent years building out its own gold market and pricing ambitions, and on-chain settlement is an obvious lever for a challenger trying to pull volume away from an incumbent. A jurisdiction that legitimizes tokenized gold first gets to shape the standard others react to. Regulation is an on-ramp, not a brake. Most crypto regulatory news is about restriction, withholding, delays, enforcement. This one runs the other way. The FCA is reported to be building a framework to enable a market it wants to keep, which puts a G7 regulator on record treating blockchain settlement of a physical asset as infrastructure worth defending. That framing matters beyond gold. Tokenized real-world assets have been the loudest institutional narrative of 2026, from tokenized funds sitting on Wall Street balance sheets to XRP ledger amendments targeting hundreds of millions in tokenized securities. Gold is one of the cleaner test cases, a globally traded commodity with an existing custody model, deep liquidity, and a price everyone agrees on. If a regulator can write workable settlement rules for gold, the template extends to other assets. Tether's reserves are a reminder of how much stored gold is already tangled up with crypto. The stablecoin issuer recently reported a record 146 tons of gold backing its reserves, which shows the appetite crypto-adjacent balance sheets have for bullion exposure. A regulated tokenized gold market would give those holdings a cleaner path between physical vaults and digital rails. Details that still have to be settled. The reporting describes intent, not a finished rulebook. Several questions decide whether tokenized gold in London works as advertised. Custody and redemption are the first. A gold token is only as good as the claim behind it, so the framework has to define who vaults the metal, how a token holder redeems for physical bars, and what happens if the custodian fails. Unallocated gold, where the holder is an unsecured creditor of a bank rather than the owner of specific bars, is exactly the ambiguity tokenization is supposed to remove. Whether the FCA forces allocated backing is the detail that separates a real settlement upgrade from a repackaged IOU. Settlement finality is the second. The pitch for tokenized bullion is instant atomic settlement, but that only holds if the legal system treats an on-chain transfer as final delivery. That is a question of law as much as code. Timing is the third. The FT report describes preparation, not a live regime. UK financial rulemaking runs through consultation periods and industry feedback before anything binds, so a working market is quarters away at best. The red for crypto users. Nothing here changes how a crypto card works today. The relevance is directional. A major Western regulator is signaling that on-chain settlement of a real asset is something to build around, not shut down, and that posture tends to spill into adjacent areas, stablecoins, tokenized deposits, and the payment rails that eventually touch cards. Gold-backed tokens have already tried to double as spending instruments, and a clear FCA regime would make that category far easier to build and hold. The gap between assets sitting in a vault and balance you can spend is precisely the gap the crypto payments industry has spent years trying to close. A regulated tokenized gold standard, if London delivers one, narrows it.